This is the opening market report for Friday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. Matt, what's happening with the trade in the grains?
Yeah, yesterday was a good day. We had up markets. Today it looks like it's going to be a little quieter heading into the weekend. Down a little bit overnight. It's been an interesting week. So on Wednesday, we had the third contract low in a row. But then we turned around by the close and actually settled not higher, but we settled well off the lows. And then I think it gave just a little bit of confidence, you know, of people maybe to step in and buy, maybe cover some shorts, you know. And then yesterday you had a nice 5 cent higher close. Today, I don't necessarily expect anything like that again. I think going into the weekend, there's probably going to be a little more hesitancy to take too big of a bite out of this market. But I think the most exciting market, of course, that we could talk about right now is the cattle market. It's just absolutely insane.
And Matt, on the grain side, I know you've been keeping an eye on some of those industry guesses, some of those different companies putting out their estimates for the yield number. What do you think that means for what we could see in the WASDE report?
Yeah, Mark. So our official estimate is 184.8. And just to be real clear about it, that's our guess of what the USDA is going to come out with in August. Okay. I saw, you know, obviously StoneX is a survey-based approach, put it at what, 188. And that's a big number, no doubt about it. I don't know that the USDA will be that aggressive here. I feel strongly that they're going to come in above last year.
That was Matt Bennett with AgMarket.net. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Hi, my name is Ethan Smith, and I've been a certified crop advisor in Iowa for about 6 years. The Iowa CCA program is valuable to me because it helps keep me informed on new topics and research around the industry, including soils, insects, diseases, and much more. It's also a great way to network with others around the state and beyond. Iowa is known for its crops, and that's why we're here. To learn more about becoming a certified crop advisor, visit iowacca.org.
September corn down 2 1/4 at 382 1/4. September soybeans down 4 3/4 at 969 1/4. September soybean meal down 80 cents at 275.30. September soybean oil down 25 cents at 53.25. Chicago wheat down 1 3/4 at 516.5. Minneapolis wheat up 3 cents at 577. Kansas City hard red wheat down 3 1/4 at 518 1/4. September oats unchanged at 332. On the Merck, August live cattle down 10 cents at 238.65. August feeder cattle down 90 cents at 347.75. October lean hogs unchanged at 90.93. October pork cutout unchanged at 102.23. Class 3 milk down 2 pennies at 17.34. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.